The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with the short list. This is from Real Simple. These are five books you'll love. First, a historical novel. Isabella Allendez, I'll spell her name, A-L-L-E-N-D-E, book, A Long Petal of the Sea, is an immersive read about love and survival. The story follows Victor and Roser, who flee Spain as the Spanish Civil War ends in 1939. He was a soldier. She's pregnant with his late brother's baby. Slowly, they fall in love and build a stable life in Santiago, Chile, only to be cast into upheaval again 34 years later, when Chile's democracy ends with a coup. Next, popular science. Friendship, the name of the book, takes a fascinating deep dive into the social, emotional, and health benefits of our everyday relationships. Science journalist Lydia Denworth, D-E-N-W-O-R-T-H, investigates the crucible of teenage friendships, observes a social network of rhesus monkeys, and inspires readers to nurture their inner circle and reconnect with old pals. Next, a juicy drama. Kylie Reid is the author, R-E-I-D. Such a Fun Age is the book. Tackles big issues, race, class, employer-caregiver tensions, etc., through a riveting story. Amira is confronted by a security guard who doesn't believe that she, a black woman holding a white folder, is babysitting. Oh, I'm sorry, a white toddler is babysitting. Horrified on Amira's behalf, the toddler's mom, Alex, a wannabe momfluencer, sets out to offer help where it isn't wanted. So begins a tale of cringy overstepping and terrible secrets. Next, one that's great for a book club. After a drug cartel kills her husband and 15 family members, Lydia takes her young son, Luca, on the dangerous journey from Acapulco, Mexico, to the U.S. border, trailed the whole way by the head of the cartel. From the explosive first chapter to the last, this book, American Dirt, by Janine Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, unfolds at a breakneck pace to tell a stunning, heart-wrenching story. And last, a dual narrative. A cookbook connects two women decades apart in the author Karma Brown's Recipe for a Perfect Wife, and that's B-R-O-W-N is the author, Karma Brown, Recipe for a Perfect Wife. In 2018, Alice has left her job as a publicist and is feeling aimless in a new house when she finds a cookbook that belonged to Nellie in the 1950s. Paging through, she learns more about Nellie's marriage, which doesn't seem so different from her own. Switching between Alice's and Nellie's worlds, Brown deftly unravels their stories. From Better Homes and Gardens, this is a lot of small, interesting health issues, I believe. CPR chest compressions should be about 2 inches deep. That may not sound very deep, but you need quite a bit of force to get there. Push down as strongly as you can. Aim for the tempo of Hanson's Mbop song within the first 5 minutes of a cardiac emergency to boost the odds of survival without nerve damage. 360 million glasses of sparkling wine are consumed on New Year's Eve. Although red wine gets the glory when it comes to health benefits, sparkling wine also contains the heart-healthy antioxidants called polyphenols. Plus, a glass of dry bubbly is lower in calories, about 80 calories compared to wine's 125. But keep your toast glass to 5 ounces, or the calories will still add up. Question? How can I stop stress eating? Answer, when you have a craving, distract yourself for 5 minutes. That's enough time for the craving to pass. Try going for a walk, calling a friend, or dancing to a favorite song. Also, keep a diary of what and when you eat, and how you feel at the time. That will help you spot patterns. Only 50% of Americans say they exercise regularly during winter. That is down from 55% in the summer months. Don't let the cool temperatures freeze your workout. Take it inside. With an online workout service such as Daily Burn available for $15 a month or Studio Tone, Studio Tone It Up at $13 a month. And last, water heaters can consume 18% of a home's energy. So I guess they're telling you to make sure you get a efficient one if you're upgrading. Next, from Real Simple, the giving is good and easy. Which things get a second act? When sorting through clothes to give away, ask yourself, would I feel proud to wear this? If the answer is no, then we most likely wouldn't give it to one of our guests, says Jill Gassemi, client apparel specialist with the Bowery Mission in New York City. We want to dignify people struggling with homelessness, so think of donating as more than just a way to make room in your closet. Gassemi says overnight guests at her shelter often want flexible clothing, leggings, sweatpants, and t-shirts. Layering tanks are also sought after since they can be worn as undergarments. Cardigans and blazers can help people in job training programs dress up more casual pieces. Also in demand, kids' seasonal and quickly outgrown items like winter coats and snow boots, says Bernard Kursakov, Chicago-based chief operating officer of Cradles to Crayons, which provides children's items and clothing to families in need. After surveying your closets, consider where to send your cast-offs. Read on to figure out how to give your stuff a second act. What and where to donate? General goods. If you're tempted to throw your stuff into one of those curbside donation bins, be aware that they often benefit for-profit groups, not charities. Look for a recognizable logo or organization name, says Ashley Post, spokesperson for Charity Navigator. If you can't find one, check for contact details or a website where you can get more info. Keep in mind that if you go the bin route, you won't get a receipt for tax deduction purposes. Donating directly to Goodwill or might be a better bet. The revenue from Goodwill retail stores helps various people, including those with disabilities and limited work histories. Plus, the stores themselves create jobs. Business clothes? If your suits have been gathering dust since your long-ago job interview, put them to good use with Dress for Success. Go to dressforsuccess.org or Career Gear, which is at careergear.org. These organizations provide clothes and career training to women and men. Stuffed animals and toys. Some communities organize stuffed animal collection drives for first responders to give to kids after fires or other traumas. Animal shelters may be able to use them to comfort pets awaiting adoption. Call your local shelter first to make sure it accepts them. If you've got games or toys to give away, don't donate them if they're missing pieces. And winter coats. No need to trash that coat just because it could use a little TLC. Small repairs, such as replacing mitten buttons or patching a small hole, or a quick trip to the dry cleaner, can give a garment new life. Burlington, a nationwide retailer, collects new and gently used coats every winter and offers a discount on your purchase in return. If you're feeling ambitious, organize your own coat drive. The nonprofit One Warm Coat, go to onewarmcoat.org, will help you plan it, promote it, and pull it off. Where to sell or trade? If you'd rather not show up at the thrift store with a minivan of stuff, consider a resource that lets you resell or barter from home. There's crossroadstrading.com. They'll send you a prepaid label and bag to mail in your on-trend clothing, accessories, and shoes. There's freecycle.org. This free message board helps folks offload items to neighbors and locals so usable products stay out of landfills. And Mercari, that's M-E-R-C-A-R-I, sell clothing, toys, electronics, and even beauty products on this app. You get charged a 10% selling fee. And last, you can have them come to you. Enter your own zip code at donationtown.org, and you'll get a list of local organizations that would be happy to pick up your clothing, toys, and household goods. from Real Simple. They've road tested some scalp solutions. The formula is simple. A healthy scalp equals healthier hair. We tested 35 treatments to find the best for busting flakes, relieving itch, and keeping heads cool. And the winners are, and I have to warn you, the prices here are all over the map. First, for best cleanser and conditioner, Aveeno Hair Kefir, K-E-F-I-R, probiotic blend shampoo and conditioner. Yes, probiotics are good for the gut, but those healthy flora can also create a balanced environment for skin, your scalp included. This pair is loaded with probiotic-filled extracts, and the soothing oat works to rebalance the scalp's pH. To buy, $9 each, available at drugstores. And it also says on the outside of the bottles, no sulfates, no dyes, no parabens, and scalp restoring. For buildup, Seed Phytonutrients Scalp and Roots Oat Mask. If your home has hard water, this mask scrub combo can help protect your hair thanks to strengthening vitamin B and calming patchouli. To buy, $28 from Ulta.com. Best for oily hair, Act Plus Acre Cold Processed Scalp Detox. Squeeze a dose of nourishing minerals along your part, then massage and rinse for a tingly refresh. To buy, $42 at Revolve.com. Best for dry hair, Rahua Founders Blend Scalp and Hair Treatment. If your scalp is thirsty, this omega-9 packed serum will moisturize and soothe. Leave on for 15 minutes and then rinse. To buy, $40 at Rahua.com, R-A-H-U-A.com. And our winner on the price category, best for thinning hair, Oribe Serene Scalp Thickening Treatment Spray. Mist onto sparse patches after washing to pump up hair with fortifying biotin. $76 at Oribe.com, O-R-I-B-E.com. And best for flakes, Head & Shoulders Supreme Leave-On Scalp Cream. The zinc pyrithione in this rich cream helps nix dandruff, no rinsing required. To buy, $10 at Target. Now we're talking my price range. From Better Homes and Gardens. Question, how should I divide my income between spending on entertainment, bills, and savings? Their answer, most experts suggest a 50-20-30 rule. 50% of your income should be spent on needs. 20% should be stashed in savings, an emergency fund, or retirement. And 30% can be used for wants. But remember, this is just a general guideline. It never hurts to save more if you can. And some common money wasters? Keep an eye on these four ways we mindlessly spend money, and you'll start to save more almost immediately, as every little bit adds up. First, anything you have on auto-renewal. It's easy to forget about those apps, streaming services, and subscriptions you signed up for. Read your bill and bank statement closely every month and cancel what you're not using. Two, fees. Monitor your statements for banking and transaction fees. Always use ATMs in your network. Check credit cards for fees. Some up your rate considerably if you're even a day or two late. Three, gas. Before filling up, check for the lowest prices in your area on GasBuddy.com. Monitor your tire pressure so you can improve your gas mileage by up to 3% by keeping them properly inflated. And beverages on the go. Bottled drinks are one of the most common convenience store purchases and notoriously marked up. Buy in bulk and bring a drink from home. Even better, tote a refillable water bottle. Cheaper and healthier. From Real Simple, make your tights last. They shouldn't be a weekly purchase. Here's what to look for when buying them, the best way to wash them, and tips to avoid snags and runs. For buying, first check the toes. Tights with reinforced opaque toes tend to be sturdier and less likely to snag on toenails. Consult a size chart Sizes differ among brands, so refer to the height-weight chart on the package. When in doubt, size up. Know the lingo. Stockings are two thigh highs. Tights go up to your waist. Control top means there's thicker, snugger fabric on the stomach, hips, and butt. How to care. Wait to wash. To keep the fibers stretchy yet snug, clean sheer tights every two wears and opaque tights every three. Launder gently. It's best to hand wash, but if you prefer the machine, place your tights inside out in a lingerie bag. Wash on a gentle cycle and then air dry. And then store properly. Coil tights and put them in a drawer away from pointy objects. Basically, just roll them up into a little rosette almost. How to protect. This is interesting. Freeze before first wear. It may sound crazy, but some experts say putting tights in the freezer for 24 hours before wearing them for the first time can strengthen the fabric. Put on correctly. Remove any jewelry from your hands and feet to prevent snags. With both hands, scrunch one of the legs, then gently pull it over your foot and up your thigh. Repeat with the other leg. Don't yank the waistband. It puts stress on the fabric. And to stop runs. You can't reverse a run, but for an in-the-moment fix to keep one from getting bigger, dab the spot with clear nail polish. And from Real Simple, the staple. For the flakiest breadcrumbs, always reach for Japanese-style panko. The delicate texture comes from bread dough that's been cooked by electrical current to create a crustless loaf, then ground into shard-like crumbs. Panko adds lightness when used as a binder for foods like meatloaf and crab cakes, and it delivers long-lasting crispness to fried cutlets, baked gratins, and quickly broiled seafood. You can even pan toast it to top salads, pizza, pasta, or ice cream for an extra dose of crunch. And they've got three little accompanying recipes. First, crunchy skillet eggs with herbs. Combine half cup of panko and 2 tablespoons olive oil in a medium nonstick skillet. Cook over medium, stirring until golden, 3 minutes. Reserve 2 tablespoons panko. Spread remaining panko in the skillet and crack in 4 eggs. Season with salt and pepper and cook for 2 minutes. Cover and cook until the whites are set, 2 minutes. Serve eggs sunny side up, garnished with chopped herbs, 1/4 teaspoon white balsamic, and reserved panko. Next, crispy broiled oysters with bacon. Spread 3 cups rock salt or kosher salt into a circle on a rimmed baking sheet. Nestle in 12 oysters on the half shell. Mix 1/4 cup panko, 1 tablespoon each olive oil and chopped parsley, and 1 teaspoon minced garlic. Sprinkle over the oysters. Broil until the panko is golden, about 4 minutes. Top with 3 crumbled cooked bacon slices. And number 3, Mexican fried, and they've got the fried in quotes, ice cream. Melt 2 tablespoons butter in a skillet over medium. Add 2/3 of a cup of panko. Cook, stirring until golden, 3 minutes. Stir in 1 teaspoon sugar and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and cinnamon. Let cool completely. Roll 8 scoops of vanilla ice cream in the panko mixture. Serve 2 scoops in each bowl, topped with honey and cinnamon. Aha! It's not fried at all, is it? From Woman's Day, we've got a couple weeknight dinners. First one is a budget-friendly ham and spinach pizza. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 30. It serves 6 at $1.95 a serving, and it actually looks healthy to me. First, here's what we need. Cornmeal for the pan. 1 pound refrigerated pizza dough set at room temperature at least 30 minutes. 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard. 3 cups baby spinach leaves. 1/4 pound thinly sliced deli ham. quarter of a red onion sliced into rings and the rings separated, 6 large eggs, 1/2 cup extra sharp cheddar cheese. If you have a pizza stone, place it on the bottom oven rack and dust a baking sheet with cornmeal. Heat oven to 475. If you don't have a pizza stone, line a baking sheet with parchment paper. On a lightly floured surface, shape dough into a 14 to 16 inch circle. Transfer to the prepared sheet. Spread mustard evenly over the dough, leaving a 1 inch border all the way around. Top with spinach and ham, then arrange onion rings on top. Then, working one at a time, crack an egg into a small bowl and then slide it onto the pizza, using an onion ring to contain each white. So you place the ring of an onion around each egg after you put it on the pizza. That's how it looks like this. And then sprinkle with cheddar, transfer to the oven or slide onto the pizza stone, and bake until egg whites are set and crust is golden brown, 10 to 14 minutes. Next, a roasted chili lime chicken legs meal. This is a 5-ingredient feast. Says it's heart healthy as well. Active time 15 minutes. Total time is 40. Serves 4 at $2.11 per serving. We need 8 small chicken legs, about 1.5 pounds worth. Kosher salt and pepper. 1 red onion sliced. It says leave root intact. 1.25 pounds broccoli crowns cut into florets. 1 tablespoon chili garlic paste. We used sambal olek, O-E-L-E-K, plus more for serving. 1 tablespoon olive oil and 2 limes. Heat broiler. Pat chicken dry and season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Place chicken legs and onion on a rimmed baking sheet and broil until brown, about 9 to 10 minutes. Remove baking sheet from oven and reduce oven temperature to 450. While the chicken broils, in a large bowl, toss broccoli with chili paste and oil. Transfer broccoli to a second rimmed baking sheet and roast along with chicken until vegetables are golden brown and tender and chicken is cooked through, about 15 minutes. Cut a lime in half and squeeze juice over chicken. Finally, grate the zest of another lime on top, then cut into wedges. Drizzle chicken with additional chili paste if desired, and serve with lime wedges. A speedy supper, Moroccan meatballs with toasted tomatoes and chickpeas. This is 15 minutes active time, 25 total. Serves 4 at a cost of $2.62. We need 1 large egg, 1/3 cup of our friend panko, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice, 1/8 teaspoon ground cinnamon, kosher salt and pepper, 3 cloves garlic divided, 1 pound ground beef, 1 pint cherry tomatoes halved, 1 14.5 ounce canned chickpeas rinsed, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/4 cup crumpled feta, 1/4 cup fresh flat-leaf parsley chopped, and couscous for serving. Heat the broiler. In a large bowl, beat egg. Then add panko, spices, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Finally grate in 2 cloves garlic. Mix in beef, then shape into 12 balls. Transfer the meatballs to a rimmed baking sheet, then broil on a rack in the upper portion of the oven until browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Reduce oven temperature to 425. Remove meatballs from oven and carefully pour off any excess fat. In a bowl, toss tomatoes and chickpeas with oil, remaining garlic clove thinly sliced, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add to the pan with the meatballs and roast until tomatoes have softened, about 10 minutes. Remove from oven, top with feta and parsley, and serve with couscous. A meatless main dish, roasted squash salad. Active time is 25 minutes, total 35. Serve 4 at $3.12 per serving. We need 1 medium butternut squash, about 2 1/4 pounds, peeled and cut into half-inch pieces. 2 1/2 tablespoons olive oil, divided, kosher salt and pepper. 1 1/2 cups pearl couscous. 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar. 2 teaspoons honey. 1/2 a small red onion, thinly sliced. 4 cups baby arugula. 1/2 cup blanched almonds, toasted and roughly chopped. 2 ounces pecorino cheese, shaved with a peeler. Heat oven to 450. On a rimmed baking sheet, toss squash with 1 tablespoon of oil and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast until golden brown and tender, 20 to 25 minutes. Meanwhile, cook couscous per package directions. Drain and refrigerate until ready to use. In a large bowl, whisk together balsamic vinegar, honey, and remaining 1 1/2 tablespoons oil. Toss in onion and let sit 5 minutes. Toss couscous with onion mixture, then fold in squash, arugula, almonds, and pecorino. From Real Simple, spicy rigatoni a la vodka. Active times 25 minutes, total time 40, serve 6. We need 1 pound mezzi rigatoni or other short pasta, 1 cup of heavy cream, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 5 large shallots sliced or 2 1/2 cups, 1 tablespoon kosher salt divided plus more for cooking pasta, 4 cloves garlic sliced, 1 6-ounce can tomato paste, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1/2 cup of vodka, freshly ground black pepper for serving. Cook pasta in a large pot of generously salted water according to package directions for al dente. Before draining, ladle 1 cup pasta water into a large, heat-proof bowl. Drain the cooked pasta. Whisk cream into the reserved pasta water and set aside. Melt butter with oil in a Dutch oven or other heavy-bottomed pot over medium heat. Add shallots and 1/2 teaspoon salt and cook, stirring occasionally until golden brown, 8 to 10 minutes. Add garlic, cook, stirring constantly for 1 minute. Add tomato paste and crushed red pepper. Cook, stirring often until tomato paste starts to darken, 3 to 4 minutes. Add vodka. Cook, stirring constantly until the mixture is smooth, about 1 minute. Reduce heat to low and add reserved cream mixture, several grinds of black pepper, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt. Stir until combined, about 1 minute. Add pasta and toss to coat. Serve topped with several more grinds of black pepper. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.